The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I'm going with the flow. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 54 years old and I met a great man in church and he moved me in after a year of dating. I felt like it was too soon, but my lease was ending and my friend said that at my age, I should go with the flow. Well, going with the flow has got me in a miserable living situation. Everything is fine between us, but he has a trifling daughter that runs him. She has access to all of his accounts and she paid his mortgage and bills until I moved in. I took over the bills and she had the nerve to ask me if I would be splitting things 50-50 with her dad. I told him to get her straight, but he didn't. So she still has a key to the house and keys to both his cars. She comes over unannounced to wash clothes or to see what's in our fridge. She doesn't have a car, so she usually rides with different men or some raggedy females she hangs out with. I have a problem with the riffraff being in our house, but her dad is always excited to see her and have a drink with her. The girl uses my makeup and my feminine products without asking and doesn't replace anything. She walks in and out of our bedroom like she's the woman of the house. I told my man that we need to set some boundaries. He said she's used to it being just the two of them, so I need to give her more time. My friend said the same thing and added that if I keep complaining, he's going to get rid of me, not the daughter. If they tell me to go with the flow one more time, I'm going to lose it. I thought about bonding with the daughter, but she is not the type of person I'd associate myself with. How do I make some changes around here so that I can be comfortable at home? You're going to have to move. Seriously, you're not going to be comfortable there. You're not going to be able to make any changes there because it's not your house. His disrespectful daughter doesn't want you there interfering with her and her dad's relationship. Can't you see this? You're messing up her good thing. Speaking of relationships, since I mentioned that, where is this one between you and the dad going anyway. Are you guys planning on being married, or are you planning on just living together? You know, that should be made clear here, because things would change if you became the wife. I just wanted to know that. I think you don't tell us how old the daughter is, but I think she's definitely old enough to know she's out of line, and what she's doing is for you. She's basically pulling rank and throwing it in your face that she still comes first with her dad. So you will never be the woman of this house. The bond is just too strong between them, and the dad is scared to say something to her about it for fear she'll disappear. You said in your letter he's always excited to see her and have a drink with her. Your friends are right about him putting you out before if he has to choose before her. And bonding with her is not going to work, because clearly you guys don't like each other. You know, I just find it hard to believe that you didn't know any of this before you moved in. You didn't know how the daughter and the father got along and all of that. You all didn't talk about any of that? Or were you just thinking about him providing you with a roof over your head since your lease was up? Your guy isn't stepping up. He's not putting his daughter in her place. So, like I said, you need to move out and get your own place anyway. Steve?
Yeah, it's great advice, Shirley. Here's the problem. I'm going with the flow. This is the whole problem. And the reason this woman has chosen to go with the flow is because she's 54. 54. If you were 24, 34, 44, would you put up with this? Probably not. But you're 54. And you're going to go with the flow. You met a great man in church. Whoo, how many times we done heard that. Met a great man at church. He moved in, and he moved me in after a year of dating. He moved you in. I felt like it was too soon, but my lease was ended, and my friend said, here we go, that at my age, I should go with the flow. This is your friend. I wish I could see her friends. I really wish I could. I wish I could see them. It would explain so much. Well, going with the flow has gotten me in a miserable living situation. Everything is fine between us, but he's got a trifling daughter that runs him. She has access to all his accounts. She pays his mortgage and bills until I moved in. I took over the bills, and she had the nerve to ask me if I would be splitting things 50-50 with her dad. She in there good, right? I told him to get her straight, but he didn't. She got a key to the house. She got keys to both of his cars. She comes over without asking. She washed clothes or to see what's in the fridge. She doesn't have a car. Who is this woman here? She ain't got no washing machine. She ain't got nothing to eat. She ain't got no car. What? So she rides with different men or some raggedy female she hangs out with. I got a problem with the riffraff being in our house. Well, see, Shirley kind of said this to you, but it ain't your house. See, she moved you in. The daughter was already in position. She not about to change her position because you done got moved in.
Hang on, Steve. We'll recap. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I'm going with the flow. We'll get back into it right after this.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I'm going with the flow.
I'm going with the flow has gotten this woman in trouble. And it seems to me like that is age related. Because she starts off the letter, I'm 54 years old. I met a great guy at church. Now, this right here, you're letting me know that age has something to do with this letter. I felt like he moved me in after a year of dating. I felt like it was too early. But my lease was ending, and my friend said that at my age, I should go with the flow. Because, you know, I'm assuming if you're 54, you probably wouldn't have went along with this at 24, at 34, or 44. But somehow 54 crossing that half-century mark has affected your thinking. So now you done signed up, but you didn't know nothing about his little trifling daughter that pays all his bills, all of his mortgage, and all this here. You done came in, she's so comfortable, she asked you, was you splitting 50-50 with her daddy? You told her to get her under control, he ain't said nothing to her. Well, it ought to become obvious if you splitting stuff 50-50 because you would be making a contribution to the mortgage and all that, but obviously you're not. Now, she comes over to the house to wash clothes, check what's in the refrigerator, and she got keys to both cars because she don't have a car. I don't know who this woman is right here that ain't got no washing machine, mm-hmm. ain't got nothing to eat, no food, car. And don't have no car. Mm-hmm. And she got these men bringing her over and these raggedy females, and you don't want them in your house. Well, like Shirley pointed out, it's not your house. It's his house. You moved in after dating for a year. Cause you let your friends tell you to go with the flow. You know, at one point in time, we posted no more when we get older. I'll admit, I've done some stupid stuff after 50. Lord, have I.
No kidding.
Oh, Lord, I done some stuff. But I ain't never had to write no letter about it.
We could help you.
And so
Steve.
Now, huh?
We could help you.
Say what? Yeah, I don't need help. No, y'all can't. No, the trouble I be getting in, can't nobody help me but the Lord. That's my dude right there. My friend said the same thing. He said, if you keep complaining, he going to get rid of you and not the daughter. Okay, but what are you settling for? You're not complaining. You're in a house. You can't set no rules where you live. You can't make no boundaries. You don't like these trifling people hanging out at your house, but you got to let them in because it's his house. Girl, listen to me. You need to go get you another lease and move yourself back into your apartment, or at least threaten to, because you need to issue an ultimatum. Look, if I'm going to be here and I'm going to be your woman, and you're going to invite me to this house. You either share this house with me, because I'm not finna be a tenant. I'm not in here as a boarder following your rules. You know, like you got an Airbnb, you know, where I can't, you got rules and established when I come in here. If I can't establish the rules, I don't need to live here. Why would you live somewhere and you have no say-so in the conditions that you have to live in? You can't pick who comes in and out the house. You can't stop people from opening your refrigerator. You can't stop. And then she got keys to both cars and she take both of them. You can't stop this woman from driving your car. Suppose you got plans and you look outside and she gone in the car you was going to take. No, man. Why would you live like this? It doesn't make any sense. All because you're going with the flow and you're 54. Lady, what you ought to do is go to your man and say this right here. I can't do this no more. I love you, but I can't do this. And I know you love me, but you don't love me enough to make sure that I'm safe and comfortable. Women want to be in a relationship where they, first of all, a woman wants to feel safe. If you don't feel safe, man, let's just, okay, let's not even get to the provided for part yet. You don't feel safe? You mean to tell me you come in the house and you don't know who gonna be sitting there? You go to get in the car and you don't know whether it's in the driveway or not? You come in the house and somebody's standing in your refrigerator using your feminine products, don't ask you nothing? You don't know if when you come in the house that everything you put in place is still going to be in place. You going in there to watch TV in the living room and some people are already in there watching it. You won't live like that? Man, it ain't no way. Home is supposed to be the one place where you can go and feel safe, have control, have your woosah moment. You got to go home and be able to take a breath. You can't go home and choke it at the same time.
That's right.
Lady, here's what you do. This is how I feel when I come here. I can't do this no more. I know you was trying to help me out. My lease was up. But let me tell you something. I'm going to go get me another lease, and I'm going to move out because I can't do this no more. I love you, but I know you love your daughter, and I'm not asking you not to love her no more.
Yeah.
But I got to go.
All right.
Either or.
Post your
That's
comments.
The ultimatum.
On today's Strawberry Letter, it's Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, go?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.